It's time for your morning brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Nuggets lose at the buzzer after coming from behind in the fourth quarter against Dallas. They end up losing by two. Kyrie Irving hitting a, what was that, left-handed running hook to win the game. But Michael Malone more focused on the lack of rebounding. Nuggets out-rebounded 60-37, including giving up a whopping 22 offensive rebounds.
I mean, I guess it was a fluke day. I mean, I can't remember the last time we got rebounded by 22.
That's probably why, by the way. That was the answer. That was as terse as you can be.
Well, probably a fluke game. You know, so I imagine the question had something to do with that fluky shot, right? Like Kyrie throwing up a running left-handed opposite hand shot. It's fluky, right? Yeah, I guess it's a fluke day. You know, if you want to buy into that garbage or that narrative, we got out-rebounded by 22. The offensive glass we didn't take care of. So you could sit there and like, that's just him saying, I'm not letting my players off the hook. I'm not letting guys make excuses. Wow, we got beat by a running hook shot. No, you got beat by, you got out rebounded by 22 rebounds.
And what is rebounding? Rebounding is effort.
Yes.
That's what rebounding is. And so why is he going to harp on that? Why was he so angry? Because he's looking for any sign that he can jump on between now and the end of the regular season to make sure this is not an issue come the postseason. And when you go out and play a game in which you are outplayed on the glass like that, that's effort. Mm. And anytime you have a lack of effort, you gotta jump on that right away.
Yeah, 100%, man. I'm all for it. You know what? Regardless of what are some of the haters out there, I think that, especially with the NBA, I think that's really good coaching.
Instead of just, oh, wow, what a great comeback, and ram, you get beat by a shot like that. What are you going to do?
Well, you have, the other it's guy. Not only that, it's expectations. Like, in this town, the Nuggets have an expectation. You know what their expectation is? NBA Finals. That's their expectation. And so, what's going to keep us from making an NBA Finals run? Well, if we don't pay attention to the details. Because we're not going to out-athlete people out of the building. It's not how we operate. We have to outplay people. It's that team concept. I love it. I think that's great coaching.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Avalanche relaxing after a thrilling 3-2 overtime win over Edmonton on Saturday night, literally scoring in the final second of overtime. Nathan MacKinnon with a beautiful dish to Arturi Lehkonen, who tipped home the pass for the game winner with literally half a second left in overtime. Jared Bednar, that was good hockey.
Yeah, it was a fast game. You know, that's two in a row. But I thought the Vancouver game was fast, too. Not a lot of whistles when both teams got going. Tempo, transition. You know, it was hard to create sustained ozone time. And sure it was for them as well. Both teams had their like sort of momentum shifts, and I thought it was a great hockey game. I don't know what else you could ask for in a hockey game than watching that one tonight.
And we got two more with Edmonton. Two more coming down the stretch here in what could easily be a Western Conference final preview.
Over under on points for McDavid.
Ah, glad you brought that up. Can we stop with the Connor McDavid's making a late MVP push? Threatening Nathan MacKinnon again. Avs, Oilers meet up. Avs get the win. MacKinnon, no goals, one assist, a plus one, six shots on goal. Connor McDavid, no goals, no assists, minus two.
How many shots on goal did he have?
Five. So, advantage MacKinnon.
Yeah.
And if we make such a big deal, you see it all the time in the NBA, right? Oh, Tatum, you know, Jason Tatum coming to Denver has to have a really good game if he wants to make a case for his MVP chances. I'll say the same thing about Connor McDavid. You had a chance head-to-head against the Avs at home. You got beat. And MacKinnon was the better player.
Yeah.
Stop the conversation. Next on the Morning Brew, Russell Wilson had his introductory press conference in Pittsburgh. Now, this went down before the Justin Fields trade, or even before Kenny Pickett had been traded. So, because that happened in a flurry, but Russ, reflecting on his time here in Denver.
Got to meet some amazing friends, you know, amazing teammates, guys like Cortland Sutton and I, and, you know, guys like Javonte Williams and different guys I got to be around. Guys like Burton and guys like Jaleel McLaughlin, a young rookie that I got to be able to speak life into him, and Brandon Johnson, just some great people, Garrett Bowles, just some different guys I got to build with over the time. DJ Jones and so many others.
I watched the whole press conference, and there were times where literally I just kind of closed my eyes and just listened. I'm like, this is literally like any one of 25 Bronco press conferences I heard with Russ. I tell you what, the guy, he knows his platform, he knows his talking points, and he doesn't deviate from them.
No. By the way, where, you know, all the people that are like, all the Rusties. I thought about this weekend. All the Rusties out there. Sean Payton did Russ wrong. Sean Payton is, he went total rogue. Sean Payton is a tyrant. Sean Payton this, Sean Payton that. Well, where's your, Rusties, where's your hate for Mike Tomlin? Because Mike Tomlin told Kenny Pickett he was going to get a chance to compete for the job. And then he told him, well, Russ is going to be treated as the incumbent.
Well, the story there is that Pickett acted like a baby after the trade went down. And he felt threatened by Russ.
Well, after he was told what, that Russ was going to be the incumbent? If you're told that you're going to get a chance to truly compete, and then you say, well, Russ is going to get the, you know, the incumbent, he's going to get the first, you know you're not actually be given a chance. You're not given a chance to compete. If that guy is the incumbent in the preseason when you don't actually, I don't know, play in the games, how are you going to win the starting job if it's not truly a competition?
Go out and play at a level where it makes the coaches have no choice but to put you in there. Instead, he said, I'm going into the portal. Oh, wait, I'm not in college anymore. There is no more portal. Yeah. I can't just be mad and sulk and just leave.
All's I'm saying,
I guess I need to get traded. All's oh, I I'm got saying, traded.
Rusties, right. When it works out in your favor, Rusties, the guy's a great coach.
So is Kenny Pickett going to be going to Philadelphia with the understanding that he's going to be?
No, but
having a chance to start?
No, he knows he's not going to have a chance to start, but at least he knows, at least he's not being lied to.
It's spicy.
By the way,
I just want to know where the Rusties are. Right? Like, if you're going to hold Sean Payton accountable, Rusties, don't you have to hold Mike Tomlin accountable?
By the way, I'm here. I'm signed up for the inevitable quarterback drama that goes on in Pittsburgh between Russ and Justin Fields. I am up for that theater. Next on the Morning Brew, we've got teams in the college basketball NCAA tournament. We are not on the outside looking in. No, we're in it, sort of. We've got both CSU and CU in play-in games in Dayton, Ohio. Tomorrow night, CSU takes on Virginia at 7 o'clock. Wednesday, CU takes on Boise State at 7 o'clock. CU women, a five seed in the women's tournament, they will take on Drake on Friday at 5 o'clock. So there you go.